We hear three parables in today's gospel, and each one of the parables has an interesting twist to it, and they all follow the same pattern. You know, the first parable we hear about the lost sheep, and the shepherd leaves the 99 sheep and goes after the one sheep. And after he finds it, he's filled with joy, and he gets together all of his friends and neighbors to celebrate. Animals get lost all the time. You know, they get out of their fences, and generally people do not celebrate when they find a sheep that just got out. I know there have been many times when parishioners have had animals get out, whether it's cows or goats or whatever, and generally they don't invite me to a party once they find their animal. You know, at least, you know, if you are having parties, I'm getting left out. I don't know. But generally people might be a little irritated once they get the animal back and, you know, close them back in the fence. And the same with the second parable, the lost coin. The coin is a denarii, which is basically a day's wage for a laborer. And so, you know, if someone lost a coin like that, they're going to spend some time trying to find it. But if they do find that lost coin, they're not going to have a party and bring a bunch of people over to celebrate. It was going to cost them more than the coin that they found to have that party. And then as we look at the third parable, the prodigal son. You know, why would this father be celebrating the return of his son who just squandered his entire inheritance? You know, wouldn't the father reprimand his son a little bit in that case? But in all three of these parables, we get this basically overreaction of joy in these three cases. And it makes sense if we recognize that these parables are ultimately not talking about lost coins. They're not talking about sheep. They're talking about the children of our Heavenly Father. And Christ is addressing these parables to the Pharisees who watch all these sinners come to Jesus. And by sinners, what they mean is not just somebody who falls into sin, you know, venial sin, but people who are living objectively in a state of immorality. We're talking about people who are prostitutes or people who are tax collectors. And the Pharisees rejected and ostracized these people. And so when they saw these people flocking to Jesus, they weren't filled with joy, but they thought it was scandalous. And these parables reveal something very powerful about God. He is not seeking retribution or retaliation against us when we commit sin. He's seeking repentance, and he is yearning for his children to return to him, his children who have gone astray. And he goes after them, and he pursues them. And when he finds them, he's filled with joy. And I think often in prayer, it's easy to, because God is often quiet in prayer, it's very easy for us to wonder if God's even listening to us. It's like, is anyone hearing these words that I'm saying? Or when we come to Mass, it's easy for us sometimes to feel sterile, like we're just going through the motions. And often we don't realize who it is that we're praying to. You know, we're not praying to an uncaring, distant God. You know, we're praying to a God that is seeking us and has been desiring our hearts since the first moment of our creation. And he is yearning for us, and he cherishes every moment that we spend in his presence. Every time we lift up our heart to him, every time we turn to him in prayer, he is yearning for that, and he is thirsting for it. That's the God who we pray to, and the God that we come before in this Mass. A God who values each one of us without limit and without constraint, even when the world may not care about us that much. You know, I think so often people are broken and they are lonely and they seek fulfillment in 100 other places in this world. They seek fulfillment in disordered relationships. They seek fulfillment in substance abuse. They seek fulfillment in pornography. They struggle with so many things. And the remedy is to find what their hearts truly desire is an encounter with a God who knows every detail of their hearts and who is yearning and who is thirsting for them. And they look for that fulfillment in so many other places, and they don't realize and they don't make the connection that what they truly desire is the relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, we are the lost sheep, and the Lord is pursuing us through the wilderness, through danger, and he celebrates when he finds us. And so a few points for us perhaps to reflect upon as we look at today's gospel. First is, have we repented of the sin in our lives? Have we allowed ourselves to be found by Jesus Christ? Or are we still running away into the wilderness? And have we turned back to the Lord and gone to confession and turned away from all the things that this world can offer us? You know, things like, you know, wealth and prosperity and nice homes and nice vacations. Do we recognize that these things in the grand scheme of things mean very little? And they're very, very secondary. The one thing that matters is having a relationship with Jesus Christ. Have we repented and have we turned to Him? And have we experienced the joy of being found by Jesus Christ? Second thing we can reflect on in our prayer. Do we realize who we are praying to? When we turn to prayer, when we come to Eucharistic adoration, do we recognize the yearning in the heart of Jesus Christ for us? You know, don't mistake silence for apathy. You know, when we're in God's presence, He cherishes every moment and He wants us to be there. He is thrilled that each one of us are here at Mass, and He desires us to be here. He wants us to be here. And when we walk through that doors, He's been waiting for us to be here. Do we recognize that in our prayer? Perhaps a third point for us to reflect upon. Do we desire others to be found and to come to know Jesus Christ? Do we desire that every single person in our lives, our family members, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, do we desire that they have been found just as we have been found? Do we desire that they come to a relationship with Jesus Christ? And for those who do not have that relationship, does that make us uncomfortable? And does it bother us that there's people around us who do not know Jesus Christ and who have not been found by Him? And so do we pray for their conversion? Do we pray for our evangelization initiative? And do we work in our lives in small ways or in ways that the Lord is calling us to invite people to come to know Jesus Christ? Because if we've been found by Jesus Christ, then we recognize how important that is, and we would want every single person in our lives to experience that. And so as we reflect upon these parables today, have we been found and repented of the sins in our lives? Do we recognize the yearning of the God who desires to be with us in prayer and when we come to the sacraments? And do we desire every single person in our lives to be found and to come to know Jesus Christ?